Samsung announces a successful payment launch in South Korea with $30 million in accumulated transaction volume in first month. Samsung announced that Samsung Pay is off to a successful start in South Korea with more than $30 million, 35.1 billion South Korean won, in accumulated transaction volume through September 20, 1 month since it first launched. Samsung Pay is proving its biggest advantage is its wide acceptance among merchants in South Korea with more than 1.5 million total transactions to date and approximately 60% of the transaction taking place on the Galaxy Note 5 device. Usage of the mobile payment service has surged, recording approximately 36% active users in its first month with about 10% using Samsung Pay daily. Although the details on Samsung Pay usage are constantly being updated, the response we've received so far has been beyond our expectations, said In Jong Ri, executive vice president of Samsung Electronics and global head of Samsung Pay. We knew Samsung Pay would be a game changer in the mobile payments industry, and now with the user data, we are seeing the greater impact it is having on consumer behavior and on the lifestyle of our customers. Samsung Pay in South Korea also introduced several value-added services, including payments that support select integrated circuit IC readers, online payments using a Samsung card, credit and debit, and advanced ATM cash withdrawal transactions using a Woori Bank account, with transportation services and loyalty card memberships coming soon. Samsung Pay is scheduled to launch in the United States on September 28, with plans to bring the service to the UK, Spain and China soon. Samsung Pay is currently available on the Galaxy S6, S6 Edge, S6 Edge Plus and Note 5 devices, and it is the first payment solution that is simple, secure and accepted almost anywhere you can swipe or tap a card. Samsung Pay will also support NFC technology on Samsung Gear S2 in select countries after the device launches.